We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome in, Clint Sterner, the man, the myth, I am. Run the show, Hughley. If you've never heard this voice before, I am filling in for today and tomorrow. As I see right here on the text line, 713-572-4610. Someone has said, Clint, that I sound fat.
Well, what do you say to that?
I really would like to hear how many believe, listening to me, that I sound fat.
You got a little big boy. You got a little big boy accent.
Oh, stop it, Clint. I'm big.
I'm just saying.
You know, I'm 5'9" and a half. About 297 in a bad way.
Look here. Boy, you better be careful over on that text line, boy. They come in hot on that text line now. You got any doubts? Hey, they'll have you tore apart on that damn text line, boy. You better be careful.
I mean, but I'm cute, though. All right, man, let's get into it, man. It ain't fake, B-Mac. You got to chill out now. I'm being nice. Being nice. It's 1 hour now. I'll come get you. All right. So you think you got some concerns about Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, look, here's the deal, Show. I got mad respect for Russell Westbrook in his game. Always have. Derrick Rose back in the day before his injury. The way at which these cats play the game is admirable.
That's a good comp.
I mean, it's crazy. It's one of those when you watch Rose before his injury, and he's not what he once was, but he's back to playing explosive. When you watch these guys play, you go, how does the human body do it? Like, how does the human body make it through a week of basketball the way that Westbrook plays, much less a year and a career? And so I got mad respect for my man's game. But when you look at it, you got to ask, in a day and age where in the NBA, load management is a real deal. And I think load management is a trigger word for a lot of people. I think old school people don't like hearing that word. And I probably fit more in that category when we start talking about babying guys and not playing certain players in baseball or in football. But basketball, it's real. I mean, basketball, you got to load manage dudes, and you damn sure got to load manage guys like Russell Westbrook. And so my concern, Show, is the shelf life. You know, how long can we as Rockets fans expect Russell Westbrook to play at the level that he's playing at?
Yeah, I think first off, you just kind of got to look at it from an entire perspective. I think the Rockets knew, Daryl Morey and company knew, that the shelf life was going to be short like this. And I think a lot of this move was more in the immediate.
Sure.
Like the next couple years to try to make a real run. And I just think you got to be honest with yourself and say, look, we know that Russ's game, and I think John Wall is somebody you can throw in the same way. We know guys like that's games aren't going to live long. He's not a productive shooter. His game is a lot about pace and speed and quickness and just athleticism. Him and Derrick Rose may be pound for pound the most athletic guys who's ever stepped foot in the league, at least in the last 20 years, just what they could do with their bodies, with their speed and elevation ability. But you just have to be honest and know it. And no, this is going to be a 2-3 year stretch. Yeah. And I think the piece of load management that you're saying is, okay, if we know this, then we got to protect this to a point where we're getting the best out of him.
Yeah.
And yeah, you want to bite the bullet, you know, and say, well, he should be playing 80, 75 games. But if he's going to be at his best and when you really need him, like, you got to understand that coming in, that you got to save some miles from him.
You got to do your damnedest to save miles. He's got 3 years left on his deal. In 2022-23, that season, that NBA season, my man's going to make $47 million. I mean, it's a player option year, but he's due to make $47 million. He'll be 33 years old. Good and so, God. Look, there's no doubt about that, that they need to see what they can do. That if they can get Russ Westbrook, 2019-2020 Russ Westbrook for two or three more, hell yeah, it's great. But here's my question about – here's the interesting aspect to me about Westbrook is, does Westbrook decide at some point, whenever that may be, when the explosiveness and the lift and the athleticism and the twitch, when it's not enough to get you over the hump and you're not one of the top 10 players in the league anymore, you're not an all-star anymore, you're not catapulting the team from average to championship level – what does Westbrook do at that time? What does Russell Westbrook do at that point in time? I'll give you two names. Does he turn into Vince Carter, right? Alter that game a little bit, better the shooting, change his style, accept a lesser role, or does he go Allen Iverson? I'm the dude, give me the rock, get the hell out of here, and at 33, 34 years old, dude's out of the league.
Well, hell, I think everybody around here, including yourself, knows exactly the route he's going when you bring those two names up. Everything that you love about Russell Westbrook, and I love, man, that kid is a competitor.
Yeah, I love him. I hated him when he wasn't a Rocket, but I love him that he's in that Rocket Red.
He just, if you just like as hard as he goes, man,
yeah.
He is not anybody that you would ever question if he's going hard, if he wants it. And because of that is why I don't think that you can see him morph his game the way Vince does. He's just going to keep playing the way he knows how to play until this thing, till the wheels roll off this bad boy. I think Dwayne Wade did a pretty good job of adjusting his game as somebody who's always running and hitting the ground. And he had to end. Like him and LeBron and Carmelo came in at the same time. Man, we lost Dwayne's knees a long time ago. So I'm just saying, you know Russ isn't going to slow down, and it is not from an effect that he doesn't try. I think Russ works on his three-point shooting in the offseason. My man, that ain't his walk.
Well, you got to think it's and I think it's on display every night with the Rockets. I mean, how many guys shoot well, period, from behind the arc or not? How many guys shoot extremely well with that kind of lift on their jump shot? I mean, Curry don't.
No.
I mean, Harden damn sure don't. Harden will shoot that thing flat-footed, right? I mean, yeah. So it's one of those where you just go, I don't know that I've ever seen – in Texas, if you've seen somebody, and I'm it's very possible that I'm forgetting somebody, 713-572-4610, shoot me a – is there anybody out there with the kind of lift on their jump shot like Russell Westbrook that shoots it well? I mean, I can't think of anybody that does. So it would literally take a total overhaul of how he plays the game to do something like Vince Carter. And quite frankly, Show, I'm just going. I think a lot of what drives and what makes a Russell Westbrook great. He's obviously extremely talented. The twitch is stupid. The athleticism is stupid. But a lot of what makes him great is the chip that's on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And I think he would have to remove that chip and be a calmer, more calculated player than he's ever been. And I just don't know that he can do that or wants to do that mentally.
I think we're seeing it now. Like, I think he's a guy that's hard-headed. Like, how is he even willing to listen to change in his mechanics? Because his mechanics in terms of shooting the ball, you talked about it, how much elevation he gets at every – like, his shot's not great, right? And he's just trying to continue to work on it. He may work on it, but not really even be able to listen to changing mechanics. I think he is somebody that is, I do what I do, and I'm going to try to get better if I just keep working, and maybe not do as much changing in his mechanics. So, yeah, I think it's something to worry about. But I think you just have to come into it saying to yourself, all right, we know this about him. When we brought him in, we know what we need him. And if we're going to win a championship, we need Russ to be this guy. What did Toronto do? They set out Kawhi Leonard. He missed 25 games last year. And he's going to do it again with the Clippers. So I just think you got to be smart in your investment.
Yeah, as far as the Rockets go and Rockets fans right now, obviously they're load managing him to death and keeping him healthy for the run that matters, man. So I just thought I was reading that article and I thought, damn, that's interesting, man. Because I mean, I I grew up in a day and age where Vince Carter was hanging his elbow in rims and AI was doing this, was shaking Jordan. You know what I mean? It's like he was crossing Jordan over. And so it's one of those, you're like, damn, Russ falls in the middle. I wonder which direction he's going to go. It was just an interesting thought, and I wanted to get your opinion.
Yep, Vince needs to let it go, and I hope he does. He nearly killed somebody last year with his old recklessness. You don't remember when he was just on the court backing up and just took somebody off their feet when they was going up. He didn't even know he was going to dunk. That kid had to be carried off in that stretcher.
Oh no!
Yeah, man, Vince, it's over, man.
They keep signing him checks, baby.
They really do, man. He ain't even going to teams with a chance to win a championship.
He's trying to. He's a mentor.
Kings, Hawks. Yeah. Come on, man.
He's a mentor, baby.
Come on, man. All right, if you're listening to Clint Sterner, Ron the Show Hughley filling in the next couple of days on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Finally. Finally, Drew Rosenhaus. I mean, God, man, somebody, can we give him a standing ovation? I'm serious right now. Clap your damn hands, B-Mac. I mean, come on, man. I have never seen anybody show the loyalty to somebody who does not deserve an ounce of loyalty. He has finally terminated his relationship with Antonio Brown. Oh, my God. I get to give it to Drew. I mean, I've looked at Drew's pictures lately. He's losing hair. Dealing with Antonio Brown, and finally he has shut it down with Antonio Brown. I mean, he deserves an award for how long he's tried to deal with this cat.
Look, yeah, I cannot believe it's taken this long. I can't believe that Drew Rosenhaus literally goes on all the major networks TV wise, and with a straight face, he supports AB. I mean, he got. The good thing was he got to a point where he wasn't defending him. It's like, okay, I can't defend this cat, but he was at least supporting him. And I'm like, Drew, this is bad for you, man. This is bad for business. This guy don't get it. I talked to Wade the other day, show. How in the hell does AB got all that energy? I mean, my man's made a rap video. And I ain't talking about this is a full-blown video. I mean, it had to take him some time to write the lyrics. He's out there practicing football
you
with kids.
You think he wrote them lyrics? You don't think those were off the dome?
No, I don't know. I don't think it was off the dome. No, it was way too calculated to be off the dome. If he did that off the dome, he needs to keep on doing rap videos. Because I thought the rap video was actually pretty.
That's the best work he's done.
Yeah, I didn't understand all of the women's rear ends that were running around everywhere because it didn't correlate with the words. But I guess I appreciated the lyrics. I thought it literally when I heard it, I was like, huh, that ain't bad right there. Okay, AB. But the next thing you know, he's cussing out police. I mean, next thing you know, he's shooting off on social media about the New Orleans Saints and the tryout that they so graciously gave him. I mean, I just don't know how the dude's got all the energy. It took everything I had to get up and get this show ready and come up here and hang out with you for a little. Hell, I had to skip lunch. I don't know how in the hell the guy's got the energy that he's got.
Yeah, he's delusional. He's delusional.
Look. There ain't no doubt he's crazy as hell, but he got enough social media followers where somebody that the people gonna pay. He's gonna make a nice check. I don't know if he's gonna be able to support his habits, but he's gonna make a nice check off that social media, baby.
Update from the text line 713-572-4610. Yes, I was wondering why this guy sounded like Chris Christie. We asked the folks if I sounded fat. Someone said I sounded like Chris Christie.
Isn't that the old mayor or something?
No, he was a senator in New Jersey. I was wondering who was the little fat guy who was in the Bear Bryant photo. Come on, man. You ain't going to tell me. There's a little fat guy.
I'm just glad you own it.
Slow down now.
Glad you own it, boy.
When are you going to help me, Clint?
I tried to help you about 5 minutes ago. I said, stay your ass off that text line. They are going to torture you.
No, when are you going to help me lose this?
Oh, I got you, baby. We can do work. It starts with look here. Instead of that Whataburger you ate for lunch.
It was the first time I ever had one.
Hey, yeah, you got to go get it. You got to get you a honey butter chicken biscuit for breakfast.
Man, no, that's so good.
Hey, it'll change your life. Will change your life, my brother.
That did sound good.
Honey butter chicken biscuit.
That's Clint. I'm Ron the Show thinking about this honey butter chicken biscuit sandwich for breakfast right now. And I mean right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.